Found throughout eastern Australia, the greater glider is one of Australia's most unique animals, with the ability to fly up to 100 metres and with features resembling either a Furby or the cute Mogwai from Gremlins. These marsupials are some of the most delightful in the Australian wilderness. But like so many other animals reliant on old-growth forests, the greater glider is in a perilous position due to threats from climate change, logging and bushfires. Evan Wallace asked Keita Ashman from the World Wildlife Federation Australia, what were the challenges and threats facing the greater glider?
If you can't recognise that bird call, you wouldn't be alone. It's a superb lyrebird who I stumbled across yesterday in the Yarra Ranges National Park on the outskirts of Hillsville, Victoria. These birds are famous for being able to mimic almost anything under the sun. But despite sharing the same habitat, one animal who you won't hear them mimic is the completely silent greater glider. The greater glider is one unique marsupial. For Dr. Keita Ashman, the threatened species and climate adaptation ecologist at World Wildlife Fund Australia, they're somewhat of a cross between a furry possum and a koala that can fly. Sadly, this wonderful species is facing danger on multiple fronts. Through a combination of bushfires, logging and climate change, the number of greater gliders in the wild has plummeted. I asked Keita Ashman about their current status and the threats they're facing. You've written that the greater glider could indeed be classified as being an endangered species. That's pretty alarming.
Yeah, it's super alarming. So the part of the criteria that might make it eligible to be listed as endangered is that we've seen a decline in 50% of the population over the last three decades, and then also adding in the impacts of bushfires, which were huge for this species.
Tell me a bit about the impact that logging is having on the greater glider's habitat.
Yeah, logging's a really tricky one. It's having a very clear impact on greater glider habitat, mostly by removing large, old, hollow-bearing trees, but then also, you know, if we go in and remove trees, then it's also fragmenting the habitat and making it more difficult for gliders to move through forests. There's a lot of research of the past kind of 2 to 3 decades in the Central Highlands that suggests that areas that are being logged, even when they're putting in these protection measures, which involves not harvesting certain areas of forest, gliders are still dropping out of those areas. And even in areas that haven't been logged but are nearby, you know, within a couple of kilometres of areas that have been logged, they can still drop out of those areas. So they're a highly sensitive species. The more we log the forest, the more we're going to see them dropping out of those areas, both that have been logged but also areas that are nearby to logging. It's really tricky, and I don't think that we have enough protection for these animals in forests that are subject to logging.
That's Keita Ashman. The fate of the greater glider will say a lot about the health and future of Australia's environment. In 2016, these special creatures were classified by the federal government as vulnerable, and only 5 years later, due to extreme habitat loss, they could be listed as endangered. Keita Ashman, a wildlife ecologist at WWF Australia, is concerned that the federal government's proposed decentralisation of the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act could represent a further threat to the species.
They're very, very relevant. The way that things shape up with the EPBC Act, Australia's key piece of policy and environmental legislation, that's going to have a huge impact on greater gliders. If we choose to devolve power to the states, that's going to be a very tricky one, because the states are often under-resourced to implement a lot of protections for threatened species in a way that's going to be meaningful for these threatened species and that's going to actually stop decline. So the way that that plays out with our national environmental laws is going to have huge impacts for species like the greater glider and a whole host of other species that are relying on us to protect them and to protect their habitat.
What would it mean to you if we were to lose the greater glider?
It would be devastating. They're one of my favourite species in the forest. I've grown up in the Dandenong Ranges, and they're a species that you don't always get to see, but when you do, it's really special. And there are species that, because they're silent, they don't chatter to one another, they don't have a call or anything like that. When you do see them, it's kind of like seeing a shooting star. Like, you're not expecting to see it, and then all of a sudden they're there, and they're just the most beautiful and remarkable creatures. So it would be absolutely devastating to lose these amazing animals from our forests.
Dr. Keita Ashman speaking there with Evan Wallace.